Welcome. We trust you will be encouraged by this message from Mahesh and Bonnie Chavda by Chavda Ministries International. Real love, real people, real power.
I want you to remain standing. It's great to see each one of you today. I've missed you the last couple of weekends. Bonnie was gone. We had been invited to be part of the inaugural breakfast in Washington, D.C., in the Trump Hotel, wasn't it? But I had a commitment the year before, and I was teasing our friends in Minnesota. I said, they always have their big conferences in the middle of piles of snow. They love to get together in the middle of winter. Anyway, but they have warm seats in their car. That's one.
Can you just imagine Pastor next January, ice fishing, sort of like a scene from Grumpy Old Men?
Yeah.
I told the McGlades they were welcome to put a fish in your car after that comment about Minnesotans and stuff on Friday at the watch.
Yeah, I know. I did. I didn't. But they are wonderful. They keep me signing books. If I do a book table there. I was teasing, of course. I love Minnesota. They buy every book, and they keep That's me awesome. Every time at book signing. About 3 hours, I'm signing books because they love to read. So anyway, and then the next week, I was in. They said they were doing an anniversary meeting for San Diego of this revival. Said we want to one of the main spiritual fathers in this nation. I'm considered spiritual father in this nation. So with that kind of thing, I couldn't refuse. Anyway, so I was there. All right. So I've missed having us confess the Apostles' Creed together. Okay, we're going to shout it out. Raise your hands. Fall off to me. Say, I believe in God.
I believe in God.
The Father Almighty.
Maker of heaven and earth.
And in Jesus Christ,
His
only Son,
our Lord,
who was conceived of the Holy Spirit,
born of the Virgin Mary,
suffered under Pontius Pilate,
was crucified, dead, and buried.
He descended into hell.
The third day He rose again from the dead.
He ascended into heaven.
And sits on the right hand of God the Father Almighty.
From whence He shall come.
To judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit.
The Church Universal.
The communion of saints.
The forgiveness of sins.
The resurrection of the body.
And the life everlasting.
I believe in Jesus.
I believe in His resurrection.
Therefore,
I believe
in signs,
wonders,
miracles,
breakthroughs.
I'm declaring
miracle
and a breakthrough
for myself,
for my family,
for my loved ones,
for my neighbor.
Miracle,
breakthroughs.
Hallelujah.
Give you praise, Lord. Glory to God. Now we can sit down.
It's awesome. That is the most powerful, clear declaration of the living reality of the kingdom of God and a new supernatural race of people. Wow.
And we are soaking our atmosphere with the positive power of the name of Jesus.
Yes.
We can't allow vacuums. That was
That's
one of
right.
the things we learned over and over from our mentor and spiritual father, Derek Prince, that fill that vacuum. Just like in the physical realm, nature doesn't appreciate, it doesn't like vacuums. It fills it with something.
Mm-hmm.
The same way in the spiritual realm, as in the natural, so in the spiritual. We need to fill the vacuum always. That's why I have worship, have scripture in your home, anoint with oil, do whatever, but really, really fill your home. And then weekly, get into communion, get into worship and praise with the community of believers. Consistency, it's important for us. Praise God. By the way, do you like this new setup? It was a surprise for me. They kept it from me. And when I came Friday night, it was there. We need to give full credit to Sarah Chavda and company. For designing and having this. It's so, I like it. And it makes me feel like we are right here.
The chasm, Hank. The great abyss. The gulf between us has been closed.
Separate. Praise God. No more separation.
This is awesome.
Glory.
Praise the Lord. And it really serves for a lot of things. It really serves for the context of the watch as well, and for folks sharing testimonies, all of that kind of stuff. So we're very excited about
it.
And we can see your faces on the cameras. So all the folks watching at home, you're no longer in outer darkness where there's weeping and gnashing of teeth.
Amen. And we have large numbers of people joining us on the World Wide Web there. Right now we are broadcasting. So there are people receiving us from Nigeria to India to Singapore.
And as far away as the great nation of Texas.
Yes, the great nation of Texas. That is true.
California. New York,
yeah.
Canada,
Hi, Wanda.
Florida.
That's true.
Lots and lots of friends. Chicago.
And in San Diego, I had lunch with a lot of pastors from Canada, all of that. But there was one of the significant leaders from a Russian pastor from Russia. But he said, I've been looking forward to having lunch, that you are considered one of the spiritual fathers in Russia. I didn't know that. That our books are all across Russia. And a lot of people grow up with only love can make a miracle.
Yeah.
So we have people in Russia. So anyway, that's...
You know, I'll never forget when we were in Malaysia, in Singapore, and the pastors came from Malaysia, and they were connected to some of the remote places in Siberia and beyond. Do you remember?
True.
And they were so excited to meet you. And they were telling that when they had gone up into these remote regions that are actually populated, it's just, you know, the populations are far away from the mainstream. And they said, you know, the visiting pastor says, what can we, you know, bring you? What can we do to help strengthen you? And those pastors said, Mahesh Chavda's books. And Only Love Could Make a Miracle had made its way all the way into Siberia, and that was the one thing they asked for.
Yeah, that's it. I would have to really pray and fast about really going there.
If you go to Minnesota in January, why not?
That may be a preparation for me to go to Siberia.
Just don't stay there.
No. As you might realize, I don't like extreme cold. You should see me at home with Bonnie likes it. Now, God sends amazing humor. I'm sure lots of couples will say that. If the wife likes it cool, the husband likes it warm. If the husband likes it
cool,
she likes it. I mean, whichever. So she's always just fine, and our house usually is in its 60s, that she doesn't, and I am freezing. I have a scarf, sometimes I have my gloves on.
He does, it's true. 7 pairs of socks, a muffler, a scarf, caps, 2 coats, and you're eating dinner.
Anyway, we have some awesome testimonies I wanted to share. And I do want to announce that Jubilee Mugaleta graduated from Audrey Kell High School February 1st.
Yay! There she is.
Where is she? Oh, there she is. Yeah. Oh, my little monitor is not here.
We'll take care of it.
Oh, I'm just saying, I usually discern that showing something by... I get a little picture also, but I didn't know there was a picture. Yes, amen. And, right, how many of you remember Ed Sullivan? How can you forget? So, right here on our show, we have a special family.
Yes, we do.
And a wonderful story of Hector and Lori and Harrison Pineda. And they will correct me about the pronunciation. Hey, I would like, instead of Mize telling the story, why don't you come up here and tell us your story? And they hosted Bonnie, about
down a week in Blythewood. Yes, we were just there. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Hector and Lori and Harrison.
Okay, thank you.
Yay. Welcome.
Yes.
Hey, Hector. Bless you. Great to see you.
God bless you, my friend.
Yes, please.
Because I know you can use that microphone. I've seen it.
I can use the microphone. So it's actually our 10-year anniversary of meeting.
Wow.
In February. February 2007 in Lexington, South Carolina, we met, all of us met Pastor Mahesh and, in a conference there. I had just been filled with the Spirit in November of 06 and my husband in January of 07, and we had never been to a conference. We didn't have a clue what a conference was. But I had purchased a book on the clearance rack in the grocery store. I don't know how that happened. But it was Shifting Shadows of a Supernatural Power. Uh-huh. And I had never heard of Pastor Mahesh or Bill Johnson or anybody. But I read this book, and I really ate this book. And when I got it, I just couldn't put it down. It was, and I highlighted. I still have the original book. Everything in it's highlighted. Every page. Everything's just yellow. And I was looking for it last night, but it's up in the, somewhere else. But anyway, I was going to show it to him. So when I finished reading that book, the Lord had laid it on my heart to go and meet Pastor Mahesh Chavda and tell him I'm the one from Columbia. Like, what? That's really strange. So I just looked him up. I Googled him, and it was not good-looking evangelist. I just Googled. I didn't know that then. Now I know. Now I know. So I just Googled Pastor Mahesh Chavda, and I found out I live in Blythewood, Columbia, South Carolina. So he wasn't far away, and I'm like, wow, he's right there. Okay, I'll go find him. But I wasn't sure I was going to say that to him. But so I called up here, found out he was going to be in our town, in Lexington, South Carolina, that Friday night. First time I think I really heard from the Lord after reading like that. And so I called to find out, well, what is it? It's a conference. Okay, so we're going. So my husband, Hector, you tell the story what happens when we get to the conference. Come on, you tell it.
Well, we got to the conference, and you got to understand that, you know, my wife was a believer, but we never walked with Jesus, and I didn't have any religion whatsoever. I didn't have any belief whatsoever, and when I got saved, it was just radical salvation. So we ended up at a conference. We didn't know what it was all about. So when we get there, you know, we're sitting back there, and Pastor Mahesh, he starts calling people out by name. Out of a crowd of about 300 people, and he says, there's this lady, her name is so-and-so, and she works at a prenatal deal, and this lady stands up, and I'm like, what? I'm like, no way, this is not happening. So he's just continually calling these people out. Then I start getting this feeling, I'm like, oh, my God, he might know something about me and call me out, you know? So we're sitting there, and my son and his friend, and they're like 10 years old at the time, and my son had dyslexia, and the other son had, Asperger's, and high-function autism. And he's getting to the end, you know, and I'm thinking that we're about to make it through without getting pinpointed. And all of a sudden, my son just kind of elbows me and says, hey, did you see that? I'm like, what? He's like, there's a cloud that just came in, and is sitting over that man over there. And I'm a cloud. I'm like, stop. I'm trying to listen to what he's saying. He's like, no, Dad, there's a cloud there. So we left it at that. And then Pastor Mahesh says, there's two young men here. One of them struggles with dyslexia. The other one's got Asperger's, da-da-da-da-da. Oh. And I'm going, oh, this is happening. So nobody stands up. So we continue to sit there like, you know, obviously some other children are going to stand up. No. And then next thing I know, my son, very shy at 10 years old, and this other kid, they just pop up and go straight to the front. And I'm like, oh, this is happening.
Yeah,
so
there they are.
You got to understand that a super, super shy kids, both of them, they just go and Harrison jumps on his lap.
Oh.
And the other kid just puts his arm around him and they're like just hugging him. And I'm like, wow, this has got to be something supernatural. Mm-hmm. And you know, we don't know anything about these, you know, this Christian lingo about supernatural stuff. So we go up there, of course. We're like, man, our children are up there. We need to go. So we go up there, and as we're talking, it's raining gold on Mahesh. And my wife goes, is there somebody pouring stuff out? You know, what is this? And Laurie says, do you know that you have gold raining on you? And he says, oh, you know how he chuckles. Yeah, he says, well, sometimes a cloud just kind of rolls in and then it starts dropping gold on me. And my son's looking at me like, I told you, you know. So that was a powerful encounter. And from then on, I have to tell you that early in our salvation and our introduction to a supernatural Jesus Christ and a supernatural walk, that Pastor Mahesh and Pastor Bonnie have been our foundation. Because we follow everything they do. We've been part of the watch. We've read every single book they have. I even preached some of her messages, but that's okay.
They have them freely. You probably
but I will tell you
that
the revelation that these folks have here, it is something really to anchor into, because they bring transformation.
Well, where he is now.
So after everybody said that, you know, my son would struggle even riding a bicycle and doing all these things, and the life and the destiny and the purpose that Pastor Mahesh preached and spoke into my son's life, my son now is about to graduate from high school. He's an Advent bow hunter. He does everything. He drives. He's got a job. There's nothing that this young man can't do. And the Lord has really blessed us with a godly young man. Amen?
Amen. Wow. Oh, Lord.
You prayed that over them that night on their brains.
Come on, Seth.
You prayed over their brains that everything would be wired perfectly in kingdom order. And I promise you, we have had our challenges getting through the past.
Come on.
But he's far exceeded any expectation in the natural. And he has only just begun. Woo! In Jesus' name.
Yes. Wow. Thank you. Hector, Lori, Harrison, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome.
Come on.
Thank you.
Jesus, Lord.
Amen. Thank you guys for coming and sharing your story and glorifying Jesus. It's Jesus Christ.
Yes.
He is our supply. It's all about him. So, Lord, we give you thanks.
Amen,
and praise.
Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, you're awesome.
All the glory.
Wow.
You are so wonderful. And one of the points I want to make is that our journey, that even though we have challenges and struggles, but our God, he is God.
Amen.
Every word he says is true. But to see it manifested and God answering prayer, not just for ourselves, but for our children, and we see the proof right there in front of us. Oh, wow. Isn't that wonderful?
It's the best.
Thank you, Lord.
The best.
Thank you, Lord.
Wow.
Glory to God.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. And I wanted to say that God is in the now. Say, in the now.
In the now.
So he's not the great I was. Or the great I'm going to be.
Oh, come on.
He's the great I am. And our journey is to manifest the I am-ness of God in our lives and the lives of our neighbors. There are people that are there that need a touch, that need inspiration, that need a
hope
and transformation in their lives. And so it's an exciting journey of faith, and you are in it. And it's so good to be able to testify. Now, right now, I want to just say that there are people watching and that there are children, even in children's church, that may be having a slight challenge in reading, in comprehension, and there are often the secular situations. They have good intentions, but their solutions are so totally separated from what the Lord says. And it's in pills and this and that, and where our God touches us. And even today, there are miracles happening for people and for children right now. So I want you to claim that. Right, if there is a neighbor, how many of you know of a neighbor or a child that you know out there who needs a touch in the reading comprehension? They have said it's autistic. Let's just stand right now.
And amen, Lord.
We are going to release
Thank you, Jesus.
That the angel of the Lord, that cloudy pillar that came in for Hector and Lori and for their child, that He is coming in, that wave of glory. We are in agreement right now that there's going to be a manifestation of His touch. There are people and kids being touched in Germany,
Thank you, Brazil. Hallelujah.
I mean, it's our God is God. And so we are claiming this for families in Texas and our children here. The one child in Children's Church is having difficulty in reading comprehension, and the things are being turned around, but it's going
Thank
to be
you,
turned
Lord.
Right side so they can read the letters right now. Thank you, Father.
Thank you.
Say right now.
Right now.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. 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 Thank you, Father.
Wow.
Amen.
Yes.
Yes, Lord. And Ed shared with me, just a beautiful, he was with this wonderful lady, Cindy Shaper, came to our Good Friday healing service last year. How many of you remember that? I think it was the message I shared, El Shaddai. And Cindy had been given just a few months to live, and she was in the end stage cancer. And as she came here and we prayed for her, she was completely healed. And Ed, yeah.
One of the things I wanted to say about that is she grew up in Minnesota. And she still has a Norwegian accent.
Oh, really?
The Holy Ghost is messing with you. Don't be picking on the Minnesotans. Was that it?
So that was a Norwegian. She speaks Norwegian. It's kind of flows. See,
this one works actually.
Yeah, I knew that, and she's very tenacious in her faith for healing and for miracles, and I knew that she was struggling with cancer last year, but then she told me. Last weekend that it was metastatic and it had been throughout her entire body. And then she said she came here and you prayed for her. So it was awesome.
Amen. Glory to God. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
And during this fast, and we have a few more days. How many more days do we have?
Seven now.
Seven more days of the fast. When I travel back and forth, time kind of blends.
Maybe you're in a time machine.
Yeah, I'm in a time machine. It's called I Am. But we are agreeing.
Thank you, Lord.
For many families right now. Hallelujah. Some local, some out there, different places that we are homing in for amazing miracles, and one of those is some of the for cancer healings. And I don't
thank you.
Often I want to tell people out there and here that when the doctor says, well, this is cancer, sometimes our heart kind of falls because it is such an, it's a name that kind of terrifies people. But I just want you to know that God wants us to roar like, take the roar of the lion of the tribe of Judah and roar in the authority of the name
Hallelujah.
Of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
And bind back the power of cancer. And we're going to see even this year many, many repetitions of total remissions. So I want members of the family that are here, people who are here, that you have that challenge. That's one of the things that we want to walk into, and we might even say some more things about it, but we want to give just glory to the Lord for every healing. But we are going to see this year is a year of recovery.
Amen.
This is a year where one of the words the Lord gave us was from 1 Samuel 30, a prophetic word, but we're going to bring it in with where the Lord gave instructions to David, but he's also giving it us that same prophetic instruction for you, and he'll give you the grace. He's there walking with us. I'm not going to leave you orphans, God says. I'm going to give you the Holy Spirit. He told Joshua, I'll be with you. But he said, pursue, overtake, and recover all. Pursue, overtake, recover all. Pursue, overtake, recover all.
Amen.
So we can't let the enemy take possession of things that is our inheritance.
That's right.
Healing is our inheritance.
Yes.
Provision is our inheritance. Being able to be victorious over every power and principality is our inheritance through Jesus Christ. That's why we take communion as often as possible to rehearse the basis, the foundation. It's not just empty words. This is based on the awesome, complete, prophetic work of Jesus Christ of Nazareth at Calvary. When they reported, he is risen, the people would say, he is risen indeed. And so we are talking about the resurrected Savior, that he took every family's pains and sicknesses on himself, and by his stripes we are healed, that he broke the yoke of every curse, and we can walk in the blessings of Abraham. So that is an anointing and a calling that God is putting on you and I to walk in this victory and help and bring that word of victory and the fullness of the work of Jesus to others, to our neighbors, to needy people all over the world who need the power of the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Mahesh, speaking of the way the glory, the Holy Spirit gives us these little words, these little indicators, something that is a little doorway into the living presence of what the Lord is doing. And we were praying with one of our families whose grandson had some tremendous challenges. And immediately, the word that the Lord gave was that he would have a lion's heart. And there's something about that theme. I know much of the watch on Friday night, you know, centered around that dynamic. But as you're, you know, speaking to us about what our place is, what our position is, and to fill that fullness, it is to have the heart of the lion of the tribe of Judah in the face of every opposition. In the face of every potential discouragement, we have been given the heart of the lion, who is the lamb who has triumphed. So today, let us each individually and then corporately take a resuscitating breath of this reality, and let the Word of God dwell richly in us, and the river of the Holy Ghost be refreshed in all of the spiritual gifts that God has put in us, and let them be contributing to the kingdom of heaven in the earth right now. Last week, I just got to thinking about how much I hear all of you all and others speaking about, wow, the favor of God was on that. You know, we're asking for the favor of the Lord. Pray for the favor. I really got the favor. And I felt like the Holy Spirit stopped me for a moment last week, and he said, Bonnie, what I want you to know is this theme that you're hearing from everyone on favor, that actually is, yes, favor, but what it is, it's a demonstration of a gift of the Holy Spirit, the gift of leading. Look at your neighbor and say, did you know? God is pouring out.
God is pouring out.
The gift of leading.
Gift of leading.
That means there is an anointing for his church to have influence wherever we are, every member, so that whatever space you're in your home, at your workplace, at school, you literally create the direction, the compass of the atmosphere. And naturally, people will come to you and give place of influence and grace and open doors, and we're calling it favor. But it really encouraged my heart when the Lord pointed out that this was actually a gift of the King that he was putting in his church. And he said, I have given that gift to all of the members and partners of the family at All Nations Church, and appointed you to be that voice of influence and true messenger of the good news of Jesus where you are, with signs and wonders to follow. So praise the Lord for that. I was very encouraged, very encouraged. And you know, we've seen it play out in the last couple of years, and you know it. I mean, there are dozens of testimonies right here in this room about how you end up becoming the one who sets the compass, even though you may not be the boss or the head teacher or the senior pastor or whatever, but you end up setting the compass. That's the anointing. That's the presence of the King. That is the lion heart. So we bless you. We recognize that God has poured out his gifts, and we pray that he would activate those gifts in every place that he has appointed you to be the head and not the tail.
Amen. So both Bonnie and I, the last several days, part of the hovering around, we really, that's when you don't see us, we are behind the scenes back at home, but we are interceding. We are, it's like I'm trying to, I often just say, okay, now I just kind of get peaceful and get the signal from the Lord. I have my own kind of radar system, and I get a reading. And so we were, one of the things that we were just immersed in to really lay hold of God's presence and his provision for this little baby that was, I mean, the heart was trying to fail. And we were going to be there for to encourage him, to bless him, to pray for him, intercede. And this baby, we were going to claim his miracle, that he's going to live and not die. Amen. And testify of the goodness of the Lord. Amen. So some of you will hear Friday night, but we really took wing. There was something happening, and then Armin and Cindy were there with us, and Katie, and we all were just flowing. There was something happening, and God was telling us about hearts and to encourage the heart to, and we did different ways, the healing for the physical heart. Amen. But also for the spiritual heart, our heart conditions. And we remembered, Armin said, okay, get your pedals and get
you know, get the zap going. And then he had us zap each other to get our hearts going, to encourage us. And I really felt this was important for us individually, as families, and for us as the Church of Jesus, to get ourselves zapped. Go like this. Now zap yourself. You can, I mean, we zapped each other, but too, but you may not be able to reach others right now. But there was something happening that God was telling us, that to encourage us, to zap us supernaturally. And that some of us, in fact, one of the best scriptures, and God was giving that. In fact, Armin quoted it, so I felt like this was an important word of instruction for us. So I want you to turn to Psalm 27 for a moment. In fact, since we're going to look at it, there is a key verse in there, but I wanted to put it in context of the whole scripture. It says, the Lord is, this is the word from God, but King David wrote it, but it was his life journey. He has lived it, but God makes it scripture. He hovers over it. Holy Spirit breathes on it so that it is becomes for you. You personalize it, receive it. It's a promise for you and your family. And he says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Yes. Say, my light.
My light.
My salvation.
My salvation.
So you are not just observant. I encourage all of us not just to be observers of the game. You jump in. God is giving you a uniform. I mean, tonight, the Patriots and Falcons are going to be wearing. I mean, you're going to put on some kind of uniform and jump in the game. I mean, God is saying, you are part of it.
Yes.
And this is for you. So you're wearing some kind of uniform. The Lord is your light. The Lord is your salvation. That's right. Say, my light.
My light.
So you're not without direction. Yeah. You are not walking in darkness.
Hallelujah.
He becomes your light, supernatural light. Yes. So that is wherever, if you are not going to, we are not going to be without direction. We are not going to be walking in confusion. And it gives us light. It gives us heat. It gives us, I mean, the world may be walking in darkness, but we have the light of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And we don't need secular or demonic guidance.
Right.
We are going to hear from the Lord, and he is giving
Amen.
Us light. He is giving your family and your children light and salvation. And then it goes on, I'm going to walk in a realm of no fear. Whom shall I fear? Because the Lord is with, he is my salvation and life. The Lord, because the Lord is the strength of my life. Say, the Lord.
The Lord.
Is the strength.
Is the strength.
Of my life.
Of my life.
So this morning,
Hallelujah.
Right now, if you're feeling a little weak in this area or that area, whether it's physical, emotional.
Come on.
Wherever it is, the Lord saying, I'm giving you supernatural strength.
Thank you.
And he is the strength of your life. And there are times where we feel like it is zapped out. You are emotionally exhausted or wherever. God is saying, I'm going to renew your strength.
Hallelujah, Lord.
I am the strength of your life. Mm-hmm. Of whom, again, of whom shall you be afraid?
Yep.
The Lord again tells you, in this hour right now, you are not, my people are not going to be afraid. Say, I'm not going to be afraid.
I'm not going to be afraid.
When the wicked came against me to eat up my flesh, my enemies and foes, they stumbled and fell. So whatever enemies are coming up against them, you have confident faith that every enemy is going to falter and is going to fall. Though it goes on, see, it repeats.
It's not just once, but again, God says, even if it's an army that tries to come against you, you shall not fear. The war may rise against me. In this I will be confident. Say, I will be confident.
I will be confident.
And then he gives us some keys. One thing I have desired of the Lord. Say one thing.
One thing.
Put your finger up. Say one thing.
One thing.
Turn around, tell your neighbor, one thing.
One thing.
All right. Everybody has a finger? Yeah? One thing.
One thing.
One thing.
One thing.
And what is that one thing? That's part of the key that God is giving that I have desired. What is your desire of the Lord? That I will seek that I may dwell in the house of the Lord.
Amen.
All the days of my life. That's the key. That I'll dwell in the house of the Lord. That's where your place of safety and security. To worship, to behold. That I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. To behold the beauty of the Lord. And the more, I was remembering as Hector and Lori were telling about that experience of their children. They saw the cloud coming in. Now, you can't fake out children. You know, I mean, they're seeing something. And that's all part of being in the house. God is with his people. I am with you. And these are little tokens that say, I am with you. And even today, we are encouraging you. You lay hold of it.
Yes.
I am praying that wonderful cloud of glory and presence is coming over you. And that when you need it, that every family, we are going to see that cloud of glory.
Hallelujah.
And agree with me that where there are families right now that are in battles, or we they're going to get a victory.
Amen.
We're going to lay hold.
Thank you, Lord.
As we lay hold of the supernatural provision for that little baby. Mm-hmm. We are with you here. And that heart is going to be a lion heart. And you're going to roar. That little, it's not going to give in. We are encouraging you. We are zapping you. And then the heart's going to supernaturally recur. But part of that key is, I have desired the Lord's presence in his house, which is the church, the community of believers who believe. We gather together. That's he said, and I want to dwell in his house forever. And so never be afraid of the when it's time for us to go. Believe me, it is. There's been a couple of times in my life that it is. It's like I'm about to step across, and it is. I am so excited. It's fun. It's going to be great because God is waiting. Either way, he's with me. So no fear. He will cover me. It says, all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, to inquire in his temple, for in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion, in the secret place of his tabernacle. Now we spent a little time in Psalm 91, and remember the secret place. And that secret place, and in his pavilion, they used to have vast armies, hundreds of thousands of soldiers, sometimes a million soldiers, and they would encamp. And right in the middle of all the tents out there, in every direction, in the middle would be the pavilion of the commander. And God says, I'm hiding you and putting you right in that pavilion where they have to come through the whole army to get to you. Amen. And these are all the zillions of angels of God. And God said, I'm putting you right in the middle, in his pavilion. Say his pavilion.
His pavilion.
That's the commander-in-chief.
Lord Jesus.
In the secret place. And that is the secret place, is where the
the high priest would offer up the sacrifice. And in that secret place, this is the Holy of Holies. The ark, as no, some of you may have seen Indiana Jones retrieve the Ark of the Covenant. That was the remnant of the presence of the Ark, where they would say no enemy would mess with that because the Ark was with his people. The presence of the Shekinah glory. And that's the secret place. God says, as you seek him, he puts you in his secret place. That's the wonderful, mighty name of Jesus, his glory, his presence. He's putting you there. He's hiding you there now. And now my head shall be lifted up above my enemies all around me. Therefore, I will offer sacrifices of joy in his tabernacle. I will sing, yes, I will sing praises to the Lord. So that's why it's appropriate at different times, as we say, on Sunday mornings we gather, on Friday nights, that's what, or our life group meetings, we gather together. But wherever we do in that way, I want to offer with all my heart, even though I sing off key, if I may, it doesn't matter what, I am going to sing with all my heart. And I'll offer him sacrifice of praise and joy. And I will sing praises to the Lord. And so it's great. I love just absorbing worship and praise. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me and answer me. When you said, seek my face, my heart said to you, your face, Lord, I will seek. Anyway, I went so fast, I didn't let you comment, Bon.
You're doing great. I don't think you need a commentary. The phrase, however, I will comment. That phrase, do not lose heart, was something that, you know, once you hear it, you recognize how many times in Scripture it is literally the heart, the nugget of the wider message that the Lord is saying. And there were a number of them that just started coming back to me in the context of the watch. One of them is Ephesians 3, which is, we're talking about this today, but it says that the manifold wisdom of God will now, say now,
now.
Say manifold wisdom,
manifold
of God,
God,
be made known now. To your neighbor, say right now.
Right now.
That was amazing. The I am-ness of God. The I am-ness of God. The manifold wisdom of God be made known now. You know how? Through the church. Through the church to rulers and authorities in heavenly places. Glory, hallelujah. And it says this is in accordance with an eternal purpose God had in his heart. He carried it out in Jesus Christ, and in whom we have boldness. Say boldness.
Boldness.
Put your hand on your neighbor. Say, receive a fresh impartation today of the boldness of the lion heart of God.
Amen.
The boldness and lion confident heart. Access. Come on. Praying for favor and open doors. Confident access. Isaac, Rebecca, confident access for you, for your children. Hallelujah. Confident access. We bless one another with the anointing of the Holy Spirit for favor to lead in every scenario. And it says, therefore, say therefore.
Therefore.
Do not lose heart.
Do not lose heart.
Touch your heart again. Do not lose heart.
Do not lose heart.
Do not lose heart. In Luke 18, Jesus was exhorting his disciples, his followers and friends, to always pray, and Luke 18 says, not lose heart. Tell your neighbor, always pray.
Always pray.
Don't lose heart.
Don't lose
heart.
Always pray.
Always pray.
Don't lose heart.
Don't lose heart. Then he went on to tell this story about an unrighteous judge and a persistent widow. A widow who had no power. Except she had power with God.
Amen.
And she persistently dogged that unrighteous judge to hear her case, to answer in her favor, to give her justice. And finally, he said, you know what? I'm going to do it just so she'll leave me alone. So tell your neighbor, always pray. And don't lose heart. And Jesus said, listen, that was an unrighteous judge. God, who is rich in mercy towards you, hears the prayers of his saints and will answer speedily. So do not lose heart. Always pray. Shakarabashama. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do not lose heart.
The two, she went.
Uh-oh, now I out. Ran you.
Yeah, she outran. On the journey of coming here.
Oops.
I would point out just a couple of scriptures in Psalm 27. That one is just really touches me in a very personal way. Verse 10 says, when my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take care of me. The Lord will lift me up. Way back now, this is way back before I married her, all that, this was in about the early 70s, when the Holy Spirit, I had an experience where he just amazingly filled me in the midst of hearing the news my mother was dying of cancer. And then in that journey of receiving the first few days, the Holy Spirit, he told me, pray for your mother. And she was completely healed. She lived in England. I was in Texas. And she lived 26 more years. The proof was.
Yeah.
But in that context then, the other word the Lord gave me was there was an opening. In fact, they were going to train a handful of guys at where I was at Texas Tech University, it was an opportunity to get training and work with severely mentally handicapped children. And the presence of the Lord, I didn't know anything about that. And literally the word of the Lord came alive and he said, when my mother and father forsake me, the Lord will take care of me. And he said, all of these children, there were about 800 children in this state institute, they had been signed over by their parents as become possessions, basically, of the state. They couldn't take care of them. So I knew every child I would work with was someone who had been forsaken in some way, if I could say it that way. Even though I'm sure they cared for it, they couldn't take care of them. So the state took care. The Lord said, even if their mother and father forsake them, I love them. And they are. You are going to love them on my behalf. So, and this was the word he gave me to go and work for the severely handicapped. And that's where some of the most awesome miracles began to happen, where I got in the Holy Spirit ministry. Anyway, the other scripture, in the midst of this thing, then there is an instruction, I feel like, and a spirit word for us that the Lord quickened from our Friday night gathering of worship and intercession.
Yeah.
And he gave us verse 13, Psalm 27, verse 13. I would have lost heart unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. I would have lost heart. So what the Lord is saying to us in a prophetic word for this season is, we're going to encourage each other. You are not going to lose heart. You are not going to get discouraged. So the Lord is saying, I'm providing you the power of the Holy Spirit, and you're going to become strong of belief. Your belief, I'm going to strengthen it. And you're going to strongly believe in the midst of whatever major challenges we can have personally, whether someone, a close friend, has
gotten the news. They've got this form of, like Cindy said, metastatic cancer, mm-hmm. or something else that's happening with your child, or you find that a neighbor's 18-year-old kid is completely addicted to the most horrible drugs and been taken off. You are going to strengthen your belief, and you're going to believe, and we will see the goodness of the Lord.
Amen.
In the land
Amen.
Of the living.
Amen.
We will see
yes.
the goodness of
Amen.
The Lord in the
Thank
land
you,
of the
Lord.
Living.
Sure.
Not in the land of the dead.
Right.
In the land of the living. That means yeah. right now. So I want, in the spirit, I want you to see yourself blessed. I'm going to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. In your spirit, you're going to see my children are blessed.
Hallelujah.
My grandchildren are blessed. Yes. I'm seeing for myself, because I am in that place of seeing the goodness of the Lord, I am healed by his
Hallelujah.
Stripes. And my neighbor mm-hmm. is healed. My friend is healed of this cancer.
Thank you, Lord.
Because we are going to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. I'm seeing my family relationships healed. I'm seeing my neighbor's family healed. So in the midst of the battle, whatever the circumstances, I'm seeing myself blessed. I'm seeing the church blessed. I'm seeing souls saved. I'm seeing this nation healed and divisions healed. Supernaturally, we are seeing we're going to see the goodness of the Lord.
Yes.
In the now, in the land of the living. So we see ourselves beyond the current state. And we see victory. So we help strengthen each other to get in that place of believing, strengthening your heart. I would have lost heart. I would have let disappointment take place. I would have let hurt, pain, discouragement, depression take over. But God, but I am going to exercise faith.
That's right.
I am going to believe. We are going to see.
Hallelujah.
My wife is seeing. My husband is seeing. My children, we are going to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of
yes.
the living. And that's why I felt like a few days ago when I was praying for that beautiful baby. So we're going to see that heart revived. And he is going to, that little tiny baby is going to see, have a lion heart. We're going to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of, and he is going to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the
Hallelujah.
Living.
Hallelujah.
So we are going to see it in the spirit of our heart. So if a friend or someone we know, they are in debt, we're going to say, God is abundantly supplying all their
Hallelujah.
Needs. I am seeing the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Message Bible says in Proverbs 13:12, disappointment leaves your heart sick. So we want the heart mm-hmm. to be strengthened together for not just us individually, but for our each family and the church to be encouraged right now. Yes. We are seeing. Yes. In this season, we are agreeing.
Yes.
If you're not fasting, that's all right. The community is fasting and praying, has been doing it for several weeks, and we are in agreement. We're going to see. For each other, we're going to see the goodness of the Lord. Yes. Tell your neighbor, you're going to see the goodness of the Lord.
You're going to see the goodness of the Lord.
In the land of the living.
In the land of the living.
So I'm so glad
Come on, girl.
Hector and Lori came and
yes.
give us again a
yes.
wonderful testimony.
Yes.
That kid saw it, and now those kids are graduating. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Tell your that other neighbor, God is going to do it.
God is going to do it.
So it's not just us dependent
Lord.
On
yeah.
our thing.
Yeah.
It is the goodness of the Lord.
Yeah. Yeah.
So there is a, sometimes Bible says, well, we may have struggled. Weeping may endure for the night, but joy comes in the morning. Joy is coming. Joy is coming. Joy is coming. I mean, the people, again and again, we see in the Bible, Joseph, as he's now reaching that place where he has blessed his children, all that, but he sees ahead prophetically. And as I often say, God is raising the end time church mm-hmm. is the prophetic church. Mm-hmm. And but what thing Joseph said is, by the way, guys, you are going to be blessed, and you're going to be so blessed that God is going to give us, the children of Israel, the promised land. It may not be happening right now, but one day he's going to give you the promised land. He's going to bring you into the promised land. And when it happens, don't you leave my bones in Egypt. You're going to take my bones into the promised land. Now that's believing and seeing. And he saw 400 years ahead. We're going to come into the promised land. Tell him we're coming into the promised land.
We're coming into the promised land.
Hallelujah. The Hebrew children said, our God is able to deliver us. Amen. In the book of Daniel, you'll find the deliverance of the Hebrew children. That woman with the issue of blood, she had the same ability. If I touch the hem of his garment, I'm going to be whole. If I touch the hem of his garment, this cancer is healed. I am going to be whole. I'm going to see the goodness of the Lord. So you see it before you get it. We see it, then we get it. They saw it before they got it. Say, I'm seeing it.
I'm seeing it.
Before I'm getting it.
Before I'm getting it. Can I just add something
sure.
on the seeing and the now-ness, the I am-ness of God? We think, okay, how will this happen? It's other than just believe. It's other than just stir up that gift of faith. It's a person called the Holy Spirit who
Amen.
Is the sovereign Lord that is on you, not only on you, but in you. This is the wonder of the new covenant. And this is why the church is the only place where the world has hope. It's because there are a people in the earth who are embassies, ambassadors of that other dimension, where the throne of God has settled all things, where the blood of Jesus is speaking continually the better things. Touch your neighbor on the shoulder and say, I'm speaking with the blood. Better things for you. Better things today. Starting now, better things. As good as it is, it's going to get better. If it's not so good, better things. We agree with the blood of Jesus. We agree with the finished work. Better things.
Now.
And, you know, you're talking about seeing and see. Well, Jesus, it says in Isaiah 11, he quoted this about himself, but Isaiah 11 says he won't judge by what he sees with his eyes or decide by what he hears with his ears. And why is that? It's in the first few verses of Isaiah 11 or Luke 4 when Jesus read about himself. The Spirit of the Lord rests on him. Say the Spirit of the Lord. So it's a person. It's a person. He's here. He's with us. It's a person. Say the Spirit of the Lord. Rests on me. Wisdom. God's wisdom. Understanding. Supernatural. Counsel in every situation and might and knowledge, supernatural knowledge, and the fear of the Lord. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor it's a person, he's with you. Hallelujah. Don't lose heart. Come on, saints. Don't lose heart. Lion hearts. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. That was. You know, God is raising up his army in the last days. And it'll be that believing army.
That's right.
That says we're going to Come see
on.
The goodness of the Lord
now.
In the land of the living
Shama
right now. And, you know, for me, one of my inspirations has been,
And I love to read about him. There's a book about General Patton is one of my characters. I like his Ordeal and Triumph by Ladislaus Farrago. I remember the name. I read it about 35, 40 years ago. But one of his things about General Patton was he was an example of an army general. There was never a thought of losing a battle. Yeah. Whatever we're going to get, we're going to win. We're going to win. You may be crazy. No, we're going to win. And that's an aversion of seeing the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. So we are believing, and we're going to see. We're going to see that. When you plant a seed, it's the same thing. One day, you're going to see the plant.
Hallelujah. Come on.
Manifest.
Come on.
When Israel was before the Red Sea, Moses held up his hand and said, "Behold the salvation of the Lord." And then the Red Sea parted. Amen. And I want to summarize. We're at at that place. It's 12 noon. And it's Super Bowl Sunday. So I determined we're going to be rounding things up.
Yeah.
But, huh?
Oop, yes. Oop. There's a plug for one of them.
Well, I know. I think I agree with you. I'm in agreement. But we will bless everybody.
And some more than others.
So we're going to, by the way, one of the major keys, come back to what Bonnie pointed out in Luke, that Luke 18 is where it is, where Jesus said men always ought to pray and not lose heart. So I feel the Holy Spirit today is putting paddles to our hearts and encourage you to be part of the winning army. That we are going to bring the power of the Lord. We're going to see the goodness of the Lord. And one of the keys I have seen in these journeys, over the last so many years, I was in the ministries since 72, officially ordained in 74 by Dr. Pastor Don Van Hoosier, with my Jim Croft, my buddy. We were ordained together. But I always that God is raising up his end time army. We are going to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. And we are not going to lose heart. But on this long journey, there have been times where people allowed discouragement or disappointment or something to, they lost heart. And so it happens, and it breaks your heart to see them lose heart and fall away, where as you say, no, hold on. And so one of the keys then that the Lord says, and in Luke 18, his word is, especially for the end of the age.
Yeah.
That, and the key says is, and we practice this Friday, is men always ought to pray and not lose heart. So one of the major antidote for us is pray. Mm-hmm. Pray, take up scripture and start praying it. In the Psalms, even today, you could take Psalm 27 this week and say, even if an army encamps around
Amen.
Me, I will not be consumed.
Hallelujah.
I will not be afraid. Mm-hmm. I will be in the secret place of the Most High. I'll be in his pavilion. So you can pray the scripture or you can pray in the spirit. We may talk about that. But you know, one of the keys of not quitting is praying it, being able to pray in the spirit. And just pray. But Jesus gives us the key how not to be able, not to lose heart. It's just simply pray. And if you feel like you're getting, losing your grip, no way am I losing my grip. I am not going to lose heart. I'm going to see that for myself, Hallelujah, for my children, Lord, for the church of Jesus Christ, we're going to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. We're going to see thousands come to Jesus Christ. We are going to see the testimony of the Lord rise up in this nation and its values. So we're going to see,
yes,
awakening. We're going to see,
Hallelujah,
revival.
Amen, Lord.
We're going to see Azusa come back in this year. So we're going to encourage ourselves and not, this is a great time. And we're going to get a heart treatment and get ourselves. That was very prophetic.
Yeah. Yeah.
I may have you come up and go like this. Go ahead.
I kept thinking of, and in fact, seeing this picture in my mind, and I've been revisiting a wonderful book by Peter and David Marshall called The Light and the Glory. And the title of it's talking about the track and the history of our nation and insisting upon the fact that God has a specific good plan for a nation and that his works and his ways are seen all the way through. And presently, we're in a political climate that is full of clamor, full of wrestling, full of contention, full of a lot of things. And this is one of the reasons, very practically, that each of us need to be bathed in the wisdom of God. We need to be bathed in God's counsel. We need to be bathed in his understanding and his knowledge. We need to be bathed in the Spirit of the Lord and the fear of the Lord in these times. I think of the words of John Adams, who was an ardent believer, one of our valuable, valuable founding fathers who held on to the Lord and believed in him. And in those earliest days, they've been through these terrible struggles, terrible war, contentions, and all kinds of difficulties. And he said, I am well aware of the toil and blood and treasure that it will cost us to maintain this declaration, this liberty. And in the gospel, in the kingdom, there was, in fact, and continues to be, there was, first of all, by the Son of God, and there continues to be, by the saints in the earth, toil and blood and treasure to hold on to the liberty, the glorious liberty that Jesus has given us in the gospel. Whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Say free indeed.
Free indeed.
Free indeed. And support and defend these states. He's speaking, but he's speaking in faith. And he's seeing, yet through all the gloom, I can see. Say through all the gloom. I can see. Rays of ravishing light and glory. I can see. Rays of ravishing light and glory. For myself, for my family, for my neighbors, for my nation, for my church, for the gospel in the earth in my generation. Hallelujah. Rays of ravishing light and glory. I can see. Say, I can see.
I can see.
That the end is worth more than all the means. Yes, come on. Lion hearts. Lion hearts. Lion hearts.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Give the Lord a big clap. We thank you, Father.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Let's all stand.
Glory.
Glory to God. Praise God. I want to raise your hands.
Amen.
In fact, put your hands down. Raise one hand. One finger. Say one thing.
One thing.
I'm desiring.
I'm desiring. Of the Lord.
That will I seek.
That will I seek.
That I may dwell.
That I may dwell.
In the house of the Lord.
In the house of the Lord.
All the days of my life.
All the days of my life.
To behold.
To behold.
The beauty of the Lord.
The beauty of the Lord.
And to inquire.
And to inquire.
In his temple.
In his temple.
He is hiding me.
He's hiding
in his pavilion.
In his pavilion.
In his secret place.
In his secret place.
He is hiding me.
He's hiding me.
And my head.
Is lifted up
above my enemies.
Above my
I thank you, Lord.
I thank you, Lord.
I would have lost heart,
unless I had believed
that I would see the goodness of the Lord
in the land of the living.
I declare,
as for me
and my family,
we are not losing heart.
We are believing.
We are seeing
the goodness of the Lord.
The goodness of the Lord
in the land of the living.
Turn to your neighbor.
Turn to your neighbor. Point to them and say, you are going to see
the goodness of the Lord
in the land of the living.
I'm going to see
the goodness of the Lord
in the land of the living.
Put your hand on your heart and zap yourself.
Holy Spirit, put your hand on your heart. Father, I pray right now, zap us all, each and everyone. Those watching us on the web, we pray right now that supernaturally, God bless you and strengthen your heart. And for us all, may the fresh lion heart come in. You are going to see the blessing of God. You're going to be blessed.
I am seeing
the goodness of the Lord
in the land of the living.
Amen.
Praise God.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
And I'm so grateful for the healings we have seen, for the testimony that you have brought. And we're going to see it today for the baby. We're going to see it for several families, for those battling different cancer diagnoses, other things. We're going to see the goodness of the Lord. We're going to see miracles in Jesus' name. Say miracles. Miracles.
Signs.
Wonders.
Breakthroughs.
I want the healing team to come up here, please. And those needing a touch, you need a fresh baptism of the Holy Spirit. You feel God is telling you, you're kind of there without a spiritual family. God is speaking to you to join a church. You're welcome. If you want to give your life to Jesus Christ, come up. These are wonderful people who will bless you and pray for you right now. You are going to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. And whoever you're praying for and blessing, whether it's Patriots or Falcons, may they have a good journey. May the Lord preserve each of them.
Yes.
Amen. What are we going to sing today?
On Christ the solid rock I stand.
The what?
On Christ the solid rock I stand.
The Christ the solid rock. Amen. Amen. Let's sing that, and then you'll be dismissed. We bless you.
We hope you enjoyed this message. To order more great resources by Mahesh and Bonnie Chavda, visit us at chavdaministries.org. For a full catalog of our products, you can call us at 1-800-730-6264. God bless you.